spirals in my Mondays. Yes.
That's your Monday?
Then I gotta do my work and I'm like, for what? Because I don't even know.
Because I'm going to hell.
I'm about to die.
So what are we even doing this for?
What are we doing this for? Am I supposed to go, at least go back to sleep?
What's up?
Hey, Mom.
What's up?
Hey, Mom.
What's up?
Hey, Mom.
What's up?
Welcome to Moms Actually. I'm Blair, and this is...
Morgan.
Get ready for some candid conversations, some relatable moments with our guest,
Ooh.
Ray Boyce.
Yes.
If you don't know her, now you do, but you definitely know her.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
We are so excited to be back, and let's go ahead and get started in the episode with our It's Giving Motherhood. Now, if you are new to the scene, we're going to go ahead and explain this game. The gold side is yes or the first answer, and the white side is no or the second choice. Now, Ray, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. And first answer is the right answer.
Always.
Okay? Always. So Not we're going to give our questions, and then we're just going to get right into it.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. First one, have you ever felt like an outsider amongst other moms? Okay. You in the middle?
Yeah.
You're in the middle? Why?
Because sometimes, I don't know. Because I want to say no, I don't.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sure I do because I always feel really awkward. So I'm like, I have to.
So go ahead and turn to the white side. Do you compare your current body to your pre-baby body?
Yes, 100%.
I don't.
Oh, mm-mm. I do.
No, I don't anymore.
Mm-mm. I still remember, like, before I got married in my 20s, like, I really loved my body. I was like, it looks so good. And I was single. And I'm like, man, like, no one's going to get to see my body while it looks like this. And now it's like, nobody gets to see my body while it looks like that because it's gone. I was looking at an old picture the other day. I was like, ow, I weighed like dang.
Yeah,
I was like, I like how I look now. But
yeah, you look great.
I mean,
you do look good.
I looked good.
I feel like I look better now.
Yes.
Yeah. Same. You have like a grown woman mommy glow. Like it's different. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah. My husband always says I look like a child before kids. Oh, like
you still look like a child, but I understand.
Well, like the body. Yeah, like he's like, now you look like a woman.
Same,
yeah.
So it's all like illegal before.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Would you rather go back in time 5 years or time travel to the future 5 years?
Ooh.
Do I get to change things?
I want to time travel.
You want to go forward?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be old, so no. I want to go back in time.
That's hard.
Do we get to come back?
Ooh. Do you die?
No, like, okay, if I'm traveling forward.
Do we have to stay there?
Do I have to stay there? I just get
years.
A little glimpse?
Oh.
That's
you
know
got to stay there.
Oh, no. I thought it was like a teleport type thing.
No, because then that wouldn't be fun. That just means you get, so like, everybody's going to put that one. You get to sneak peek or come back.
And I love it. You can't even just get through a normal basic question.
Right. Okay.
I'm going back. You guys are going forward, aging yourselves 5 years.
I don't want to go back because then my daughter won't be here.
You get to have her. Oh.
Oh.
Would you have her?
Oh, man.
Would I still know?
You're like, I'd have Zoe, but.
Right. Jeez. Okay, well.
Let's get out of there.
Yeah. All right. Do you think it's easier for men to juggle career and family life? Yes or no? Absolutely.
Am I in every camera? Okay. Just making sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. There's nothing to say.
We don't need to say anything about that. No need to elaborate.
Are you more likely to leave the party early or stay and let your hair down?
Ooh, it depends on the day.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
I like to get to the party really late.
I do too.
Like, when I used to go to the club, I would go to, like, right before the let out.
Right before the
let out is the best part. So I go, like, at, like,
but
2 a.m.
super late.
Yeah, it is. But I'm a night owl.
But, I mean, I was out last night.
Where are you?
Still here.
Look at you.
I don't know how I made it.
And you are glowing.
You are.
You can't
you
tell.
Like you got good sleep.
Right.
It was 2:00. 2:00 in the morning. I'm like, okay.
I thought LA closes like 11:30 p.m. Like LA stays open late.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow. Okay. Well, I guess we're all staying out.
We staying out.
We staying out.
Okay. We outside.
Okay. Would you do it all again, knowing what you know now?
100%. Yes.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Right. Right.
I would. Because I like who I am.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
The lessons that you learned. Like, I wouldn't be who I am if I didn't, like,
exactly.
They're like, well, mistakes. You could still learn it a different way.
No.
I'm like, I wouldn't risk it.
I wouldn't risk it.
I don't want to go through all of that again.
Please, nope.
Yeah.
Let's see. Booking a makeup artist for your daughter's prom, or are you doing her makeup yourself?
Well, mine is definitely gold. You have some decisions to make.
I'm
doing her makeup.
Yeah. I would do my daughter's.
Yeah.
It would
be
a cool.
cute bonding moment.
Yeah.
KK let me do her makeup for the Stellas. Aww. So I got to.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. I felt so special.
I did that.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I can't say the last one, so you go ahead.
Oh, you want me to do it? Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I don't got enough light.
Heatless curls or a bust down middle part with a 26 inch?
Ooh.
I'll
take the bust
I
down.
Hate middle part.
You hate them?
No.
Oh my God.
I have a weird hairline. I can't do it.
Oh.
It's either side or ponytail.
Yeah, you've been rocking the side heatless part.
I wish. I'm jealous.
No, I feel like your head is nice.
No, I have like a little dip, so that's why I'd be bringing my little baby hair.
Yeah, okay.
Like a little calic. Looking at you.
Yeah.
Everybody's like close in.
They're like, wait, where is this? Show me.
See, I start middle part, and then like 3 days later, I end up at like the kind of off-center.
Yeah.
And I go more to the side, and then ponytail.
Yeah.
That's mine.
I've been rocking the middle part, because you know, like middle part versus side part is supposed to tell your age a little bit.
No.
Because, you know, millennials be on the side part.
I thought side parts came back, though. They just came back, like, a few months ago.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think Kim wore one, and they're like, they're back.
Oh, okay.
Oh, of course, she decides everything.
Well, speaking of beauty trends and all the things, if you guys don't know who Ray is, let's brag on her for a bit. She is the OG YouTuber. She is that girl.
But she's still really young.
Yes.
Like, yes, I am.
She is that girl, and we're just so excited to have you here.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. This is fun.
What made you say yes? What made you show up?
Okay, I was telling her earlier that I actually didn't want to do it, but I did. I did in my heart, but I just
don't take it
nervous
personally.
With this stuff, and I haven't done anything like this in a really long time, so I get super anxious. That's another thing about me. Like, I hide it, and I get quiet, but I'm, like, extremely anxious. My mind is, like, all over the place, so I was like, do I really want to do this and put myself through that stress? But then I was like, let's just do it. Who cares?
How you
and I'm happy
now?
I'm here.
Yeah.
You happy now?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I'm like, we're cool.
We're cool. All right, so I have a question.
Okay.
Being that you are the beauty guru, everybody pretty much always probably talks to you about all of those things. Yeah. What is a topic that you don't get asked about, but you wish you had the opportunity to discuss more openly?
That's a good question. I feel like more of, because I'm like so private, I don't like nosy people.
Yeah.
I could be nosy, but don't be nosy with me.
That's all I feel. All the questions.
Right? probably like my background and where I'm from.
Ooh.
You're from New York,
yeah.
Right?
No, but more of just like... Like how my family is. Like because it's crazy. When I meet people and they hear my story about my family and how I was raised and like the things that I've gone through and seen, they're just like,
how are you standing?
So you know what's next.
They're like, that doesn't make sense.
I need to.
Seriously.
We need to know.
Yeah, now I need to for you to say it so I can say that doesn't make sense.
Long therapy session.
What's the TLDR?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Well, if you could say like, for somebody who maybe had the same background or even upbringing that you did, like, what would you say to them?
I would say if in that moment you have a dream or there's something that you want to pursue and you really have, like, the odds stacked against you, you're used to seeing a certain lifestyle, used to seeing people, friends get murdered, you know, things happening to your mom. Almost being taken away from your mom because your family calls Child Protective Services just because, you know, my mom's like the black sheep of her family.
Yeah.
So I've seen like a lot of crazy things that I thought was normal. And then like talking to other people, they're like, are you okay?
But
you know, that's not okay. That's not normal. So I would just say that you never know. Whatever dream you have, whatever you want to pursue, like it could happen. I would have never in a million years think I would be here. Yeah. Like if God literally showed me, I'd be like, listen, I know you, God, but you're lying.
Wrong.
You're lying to me.
It's the person
I think you made a mistake. Like, that's not going to happen. But it happened. So
I was going to ask if you ever experienced imposter syndrome, but clearly.
All the time.
So how do you push through it? Because, you know, that's usually what stops 99% of people. Like,
I know.
You tell yourself lies or you just
I literally have to lie to myself. Like sometimes I do a little side note. I'd be like, God, I don't really talk like this, but I just got to tell myself this right now. And I'd be like, you that girl.
Yes.
You can do this. You cute. Even though in my head I'd be like, are you sure? But I'm like, like, no, I have to tell myself that because then, like today, I wouldn't have showed up, honestly. I feel like that's the imposter syndrome kicking in where I just don't feel like I deserve it or belong. And I'm like, why do they want to talk to me? Who am I? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, that's how we feel. We're like, why would people want to show up to this? Like, who are we? Like, we literally had that conversation yesterday. We're like, why do people say yes? Like, why do people even
y'all
show
cool.
up?
Aww. Cooler than you think.
Wow. That's so special. Yeah, I agree. It's one of those things, too. First of all, I applaud you for pushing through.
Thank you.
Because
you
don't know who you're helping, too. Yes. Like, there's so many people out there. I know, like I told you earlier, I've been following you forever. And I think when you see, like, you have that little girl or, you know, that young woman at that point who wants to do more, who is aspiring, and now we're mothers. And, you know, when you become a mom, your priorities change, your dreams change, and all that stuff. And so it's like you have to, like, push through.
You do. No
but it's hard.
It is.
It's hard.
Sometimes and, you're like, I don't want to do this right now.
And that's why we are here. It's like to be able to help other people because just watching the person to say, I made it, is like chef's kiss.
It's a big thing.
I was going to say, how has your daughter changed how you work? Because I think about that often with Noble because I get imposter syndrome. And then, for example, if someone invited me to something, if they give me too much time, I'm going to talk myself out of it. Like, invite me the night before so I don't, like, have time
literally
to think about
it. Literally,
that's me. But it's a lot of times what convinces me to do things now is what she's going to see when she's older, who I want her to be. Like, how does Zoe, like, motivate you?
I feel like she motivates me, like you said, to continue, even during the times when I don't want to. Because there's moments where even sometimes I'm like, I don't feel like doing the social media stuff. Like, I'm going to quit. Like, I just get tired and the imposter syndrome really gets bad and kicks in. But then when I look at her and then when she's asking me for all these new toys and stuff and she wants to go on all these adventures.
Mama got
to
work.
I'm like, I got to make some money then. So she just helps me want to become a better me and push myself. When I see her and how happy she is, I'm like, I did that.
Yeah.
That's one thing that, like, no one can take away from me. I can say, like, how happy she is, I did that.
Yes.
So I have to, whatever I'm doing it right, clearly.
Yeah. Yes. I love that. Yeah. And I think it's important to be able to say that because I think sometimes we don't want to, like, be proud.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because
brag
we feel like
it.
It's, like, you know, we're cocky or whatever. But no, like, brag on yourself. I think what's one of the things that we really try to celebrate is brag on yourself, like be confident because who else is going to do it?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just you that has that, you know, that's encouraging yourself and that's what you need.
And it's just you that sees all of the things that you do behind the scenes that no one sees. So you have to.
You know, my thing lately has been saying, like, we are so good at lying to ourselves about, like, bad things. Like, I'm not good enough. I'm not. Like, why not lie to ourselves about good things?
Yeah.
Like, if we're going to lie to ourselves, like, let's choose better lies.
Right. I love that.
I love that. Start lying to myself.
Like, tell myself something good.
Right.
Like,
which is probably true.
Yeah,
right. You know, it, you are the girl. You are that girl. Well, speaking of single motherhood, what have been some of the things that you have learned through this journey? Because no one goes into, like, relationships and has kids thinking that they're going to be a single mom. You know what I mean? So what have been the biggest, like, takeaways?
I'd say the biggest takeaway for me was realizing I really have to know and learn myself before I do anything or get into a relationship with anyone. And I'm on that journey now because I was married and with that person for so long. But I feel like it's just given me a lot of information that I can pass down to Zoe too. So that I can kind of protect her as much as I can from, you know, anything like that happening. But I feel like I just want to take life slow now and enjoy the moments. I'm always in a rush. And I'm always trying to, like, check everything off of my list so I can feel like I'm accomplished in life. And I noticed that for me, and I feel like for other people when they do that, it's like you're not really enjoying it and finding your happiness. You're just trying to get to a point of the accomplishment. And then it's like, okay, now what?
You did that, so you always have to strive for something.
So that's what I feel like has taught me a lot.
How do you make the decision that you are better off being a single parent than staying in a marriage? You know how, like, people are like, stay together for the kids or whatever? How do you decide, like,
this is
no.
it.
Yeah, I feel like for me, the whole stay for the kids stuff, mm-hmm. to me, I don't know. I think it's ridiculous because mm-hmm. you get to see everything that's happening behind the scenes when you're a child. Mm-hmm. You're experiencing all that. Mm-hmm. My promise to myself, I said no matter what, I don't care who you are, mm-hmm. if it gets to a point where we are arguing in front of our daughter mm-hmm. or if it's anything hostile, anything that's going to affect her or give her any trauma, I was like, you're gone. That's with anyone in my life.
Yeah.
Even if it's bringing me too much stress, because now when I'm stressed, she's looking at me and she's getting to the age where she's
going
to be like, are you
What's
wrong? Why are you crying? Obviously, the world isn't perfect and she's going to see me sometimes feeling down, but I don't ever want her to see it be a situation that I'm in control of and I can cut out of my life.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you are in a space where you're, like, healed?
No, I'm not fully healed.
Okay.
I feel like I've moved on, but as far as healing, I think as a whole, since this is the first time me being alone, basically.
Yeah.
Like, I've never been on my own my whole life until now.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel kind of like I just started college right now, and I'm like, there's so many things I've never done.
That's why she was out till 2:30.
Yeah! I was like, oh, okay, this is what y'all was doing 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I never did that. So it's, yeah, it's cool. It's like I'm just relearning myself again, which is fun.
Yeah.
I'm seeing what I like to do. What are my hobbies? Like, what are things I want to explore? What I don't like? So it's a fun journey.
I think that's important to, like, lean into because we get so many comments from single moms that are like, well, what about, you know, you guys are always saying, like, get a break and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, how am I supposed to get a break if I don't have help?
Yeah.
Or how am I supposed to love myself if I don't have time to even, you know, think about what I love about myself?
Like, I'm sick of you guys saying I need self-care. I know I need self-care.
Yeah.
When do I have time for it?
So what have been, like, the ways that you are like, okay, I know that without a shadow of a doubt, I'm going to get this because this is what I'm doing for me?
Well, I'm on a bowling league, so
that is so cute.
Wait, can you, like, get the ball to, like,
spin?
No, I'm not there yet.
Okay.
I'm not there yet because I was perfecting everything else.
Okay.
I had to perfect my throw,
my
little swag. But, yeah, so I do bowling, and that's kind of, like, been my thing where I'm like, I have to do this for me. It's just for me. You know, it has nothing to do with anybody else.
Yeah.
I get to have my time and
escape
and not just focus just on bowling.
Do you go with friends?
Are you in a bowling
league?
Yeah. I have a team,
That is so
cute.
Do you guys have, like, a cute name?
We're trying to figure out a name right now. We haven't come up with one. But yeah, we went to Vegas. I think like a few months ago.
Oh, like on a trip.
Yeah.
Do you
have
special shoes? Yeah, I have my shoes.
Wow.
And my
ball. What color are they?
They're pink and black.
That is so cute.
Yeah, it's cool. It's really cool.
I really think that that should be for every mom though. Like, get a hobby.
It really helped your mental. Oh my gosh. Because when we took our little month break, I was like, what am I doing with myself? I'm just being a mom.
Like, I need something so I can be a good mom. I need something for me so I can be a great mom.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So how is it, like, managing friendships? So you go from marriage where your life can be a lot about, like, your husband and then you have kids. And then you go into single mom life where you need community and you need you need friendships even when you're married.
Yeah.
But
we
tend to, like, not water them as well when we're married. So it's like, how do you have friends? How do you manage that?
You have some friends.
I know I have friends. Because when I first moved to Los Angeles, it took me a long time to make friends.
What
but
made
it's probably,
it?
I was a homebody, so
okay.
that makes sense. Mm.
She's
like, I
need
the house.
I know, but
you had to break in.
Yeah,
you got to be friends with your stalkers.
Exactly. I feel like being on this new journey of, like, finding myself. Another thing that I love to do is I take myself out to eat or to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I literally just go by myself. I sit at the bar and get my favorite food. And I feel like doing that and putting myself out there has helped me meet new people.
Okay.
And I have new friends now.
So you wait for a friend to just be like, "Hey, girl.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to be friends?"
She's like, I know. And then literally end up being great friends. I have met so many great people over this past year. I can't even believe it. Like real hardcore people who are actually, like, there for you.
Yeah.
Which is hard to find.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
how?
Because some people play the long game. What were we talking about? Like, some people, you know,
they're
just, uh-oh. We ain't going to, like,
a fresh one.
No, I think it's just too, like, we hear the no new friends, all that stuff. And I was literally going to ask you, are you team no new friends or you are,
I used to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to be team no new friends. I had my best friend. I was like, I'm good with her. But then I realized that with friends, friendships in general, everyone brings something different to the table for
yes.
you. So you have to have multiple friends. Like, there's that friend that you might just have fun with. Yeah. You guys like to travel together. Then there's mm-hmm. friends where, you know, they can help you emotionally.
Yeah.
Mommy friends. So it's like, I feel like I have like a good, I got a good melting pot of everything. Yeah.
Yeah. People say it's like harder to make friends when you get older and once you become a parent. But I found it easier mm-hmm. because you know who what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Like, I know the type of people. I'm not looking for a lot of friends. I'm looking yeah. for like good, solid friends. Mm-hmm. And I've met most of my closest friends in my nearly 40s, 30s.
Okay, so you got the whole friend thing down, mm-hmm. it seems. But I will say, with you being a popular influencer and like, I mean, I would say you're pretty famous, right?
You don't people right? You don't go out and people recognize you.
Yeah, but okay. that's not.
So what's
imposter syndrome?
What's famous?
Yes.
Drake. That's famous.
What makes him famous and not you?
I think it's the magnitude.
Okay. So with friends, though,
Okay. You got like a million followers. What's magnitude?
Yeah.
And that's just on one platform.
I don't know. I think because I've been doing it for so long.
It's just
and because I don't visually see those people, it just looks like a number to me. I'm yeah. like, wow. Are y'all really there?
That's fame. She said it's just a number.
No, especially when you think about the like conversion rate to engagement.
Yeah.
So it's like your engagement
right.
never looked like, where's my million
I'm
likes?
I'm always
then?
Like, where y'all at? Y'all are sleeping. I don't know if you're really there.
Oh, yeah. That's so true. Okay. Well, I was going to ask, when it comes to friends, do you or have you ever had the moment where you're like, I don't want to be friends with people because mm-hmm. I don't know what their intentions are?
So I'm actually the opposite.
Oh.
And a lot of my friends, they're the ones in my ear and they're like, you do know that person just wants to be your friend because of who you are, right?
Oh.
And I'm like, no, they're so nice and yeah. we have fun.
Oh.
So in that sense, I had to kind of learn the hard way.
Yeah.
I was a little naive where I'm just such a people person.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't look at myself the way
like
other
that.
People might look at me.
Mm-hmm.
So I've made friends with people, yeah. And then I've realized,
yeah.
okay, maybe my other friend was right, and she's like, told you? They just want to be your friend because they want to come over yeah. your house and
the
be nosy
cloud.
And see what's going on.
I'd be like, you're not going to be in any of my content. It's just me and my nose and all my pictures.
Like,
so I ain't got nothing for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. I mean, especially in Los Angeles.
I wouldn't be yeah. surprised at all.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like surprised that you just are going out to the
right.
bar
when
and like making new friends.
And I hang out by myself and go to the bar. People are going to be like,
I was like,
oh,
girl,
she does?
Yeah.
Which one?
Right. Now I can't. I'm
they
not going
to start
anymore.
Plotting on you.
Right. No.
We're going to be
Let's
friends.
Let's do some best friend content.
We're going to be friends. Right.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, but no, keep doing that.
Yeah.
Keep doing
yeah.
that. It's very important.
Yeah.
Would you say as far as you're like kind of, I feel like this year,
mm-hmm.
just, you know, seeing you, you're coming back out of your shell, you're, you know, doing things. It's like, what has got you here? Like, what are the things mainly? Do you have one big thing that you feel like has gotten you to the place where you are now between motherhood
yeah.
and just being out of your shell?
God.
Oh, I love that.
No, seriously, through this journey, I feel like, I'm not saying I had to go through some
mm-hmm.
things, but I feel like it definitely brought me back to him because
yeah.
I feel like there was a point in my life where I was super close to him
mm-hmm.
and I was doing what I need to do or what I feel
mm-hmm.
I need to do
mm-hmm.
For God. And then I just kind of just let everything go.
Yeah.
Because I was just kind of like, everything, bad stuff's happening. Nothing's really working out. And I was like, I'm just going to kind of take a break. I always love God and I know like, you
yeah.
know. He's the one, but I was just like, I don't know. I just don't feel like talking to you right now.
Yeah.
He was
you
in
know?
The back seat. You
yeah.
just had to let him drive
yeah.
and get in the passenger
seat. He'd be calling
seat.
Me and I'd be like, I'm kind of busy
Maybe later.
Right now. I don't know.
That's real though.
That's real. And I'm really
yeah.
glad that you said that because I think some people are so hard on themselves
mm-hmm.
and they feel like I'm supposed to be doing this. And then, of course, you get on social media and where, you know, you hear the devotionals
mm-hmm.
and you hear the
mm-hmm.
inspiration, but you're like, I don't feel that.
Yeah,
so
literally.
So it's like, what do you do when you don't feel it?
Yeah.
That's why I said I'm kind of over social media lately because I'm like,
yeah.
everybody got the answers. Everybody has the inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just scrolling. I'm like, no, you don't. Like, you don't. And like, when's someone going to say, like, I don't have the answer?
Yeah.
Like, this is, like, I don't. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
good luck, girl. Like, I'm
yeah.
trying my best like you. It's just gotten very overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I got on Threads. Threads at first, like the first week, it was real cool. Yeah. Like now it felt like old school Twitter.
Now it's like
it's all inspiration. So I'm just like, you know,
copy and paste it.
I'm like, my daughter's talking about pooping, and above and below is
Yeah.
So I'm like, with the answers.
Yep. I think it's good. Like we do the motivational Mondays, but there are literal Mondays, y'all. I be like, I don't got nothing for you. I'm the one that needs to be motivated right now, and I think that's
okay.
It's okay to say that.
Yeah.
Right?
And I feel like that's why I'm coming out of my shell again, because I'm someone where I feel like, because of my platform, like I need to have an answer to something.
Yeah.
Yes.
And sometimes I'm like, I don't know, y'all. I'm figuring out just like you. You probably can, you give me advice. Yes. You might know more than me.
Yeah.
But I think that's what happened. All the platforms felt like, because I think it even happens with us. You feel like you have to have the answers.
And
people
like,
are all staring at you like.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know.
They're like, you have to.
I don't know.
You have to. So you said you're not healed yet. What would it look like to be healed? Like, what do you think that is?
I don't even know, but I'm excited for the moment to get there. But I feel like maybe just finding some peace.
Yeah.
Like I'm on that journey already, but just finding peace in everything that has happened in my life, is going to happen in my life, and just really work on enjoying being in the present. Because I feel like that's what I battle with a lot. My brain is just always sitting there thinking about tomorrow, 10 years from now. Oh my gosh, I'm going to die. We're not going to stay alive. Oh my gosh.
I do that.
Oh, and then
I'm not done yet.
No. I'm like, we're all just going to die. I don't like
it. I'm like, we're dead. And I'm like, and it's all black. And then I'm like, but I'm dead. So black doesn't exist.
So then what's after black? And then, oh my gosh.
No, we're doing it right now. No. We're spiraling.
And then I'm like, wait, what if I go to hell? Oh my gosh, I'm gonna burn every it's too much. Now I'm stressed out. And then my whole Monday, I'm just like,
I can't get past the black. I haven't gotten to hell yet.
Yeah, that's it.
I be going, I'm like, what if I think I'm going to heaven, but then what if God's like, girl, bye.
You didn't do anything I told you to do.
There are a lot of, there are some goodness.
Y'all have gotten my brain. I can't, I literally
and spirals on my Mondays.
Yes. That's your Monday?
Then I got to do my work, and I'm like, for what? Because I don't even know.
Because I'm going to hell.
You're about to die.
So what are we even doing this for?
What are we doing this for? Am I supposed to go, at least go back to sleep?
Yes.
That's literally. When I get overwhelmed like that, I'm just like, I'm just
going
back to bed.
I go to sleep and then I wake up. I'm like, okay, right. Reset.
New reset.
Like
it's
going to
be 2 hours later. No. New
oh
day.
My gosh. I'm happy that we, you know, we all kind of are.
No, we're all on the same page. We all spiral.
Yes. Oh my
goodness.
I start to hyperventilate at the black doesn't exist part.
You're like, I just can't get it.
I have to get out of it. Yeah.
Please. Please. Oh,
oh
please.
Man. Can we get out of it?
I don't know. We're already there. We have spiraled down this black hole.
Literally.
But there's no black.
I'm going to choke.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. All right. Let's get out of the black hole. Okay. All right. And let's really start to think about, I really want to talk about the new year.
Okay.
We are in 2024, all the girlies have goals.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
It's all
are
numbers.
You one of the people that have, like, you plan your whole year out? Or are you like, look, I need to take it one day at a time?
Yeah, I'm the one day at a time kind of person.
Okay.
Because I feel like I will begin to spiral again.
Yes.
Once I have all these goals and I'm not hitting them when I want to hit them, I at least try to have just, like, one big goal.
Okay.
And I feel like for me, it's really, like I mentioned before, just to learn to be present.
Okay.
That is my goal.
So there's no vision board parties?
Yeah.
No.
She's real away.
I tried it one time and I'm just like,
cutting your magazines.
She's like, this looks cute on Instagram. But.
Exactly. It's a cute moment, but.
Can somebody do it for me?
Yeah.
Right.
They don't even really do magazines anymore, too.
How do they do them?
They
do them on the internet now? Yeah.
I think people
apps,
start
right?
making like
oh,
apps.
I'm old.
Yeah. It's okay. No, you're not old.
Not old.
I just.
That's what they tell old people.
No, I just was like.
No.
I'm always that like anti-resolution and like.
Yeah.
I just, cause I really, I be stressed out. So I just want to focus in the moment and just get, as long as I can get something done off my checklist, I'm happy.
Yeah. I feel that.
I'm not a resolution person. I'm a word person, but that just started because of church. Mm-hmm. Church always has like the word of the year.
Yeah.
And so mine last year was discipline. So it's just like anything I do, be disciplined about it. Like, don't give myself out. Don't get lazy. Or when I do go back to that word. But, because yeah. if you're like, I'm going to work out every day.
Yeah,
like,
I don't, that stuff is.
You're going to bounce out of it. But I'm like, I'm going to be disciplined. So I'm not going to work out every day, but I'm going to work out Wednesdays. Yeah. Or I'm going to do 5 minutes. And it's like, I can be disciplined in the things that I do choose to do.
Mine was bigger. Yeah, I was like, every time I think of something, think bigger.
Yeah.
Every time I want to do something, do it bigger. Mm-hmm. I think because we, I was kind of saying this early, like we always, as women and as mothers, we kind of like go with life in such a way of like, just enough.
Yeah.
Or if we can just do this. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, we you deserve the best. Mm-hmm. We deserve all of it and not just some. So that was my word.
Yeah. So I guess, I have two. Well, one first one would be present.
Okay.
Obviously.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And consistent.
Yes.
Consistent. Every influencer's favorite word. God.
But not even just consistent with content. Consistent, like, with myself and taking care of myself. Because I feel like I'm always focused on just being a mom. Where if it's something, like, I'll be like, I need to find a therapist. I've been saying that for the last few months. And I'm like, girl, just do it. And be consistent. Like, things that I want to do and continue to do them because I'm someone where I have to continue to be active and be consistent for me to be happy. And I've realized that.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to follow up on you. Like in 2 weeks, I'm going to be like, you found your therapist?
Right.
Because you know better help if you're just going to like go online. There's that. Like you can do it.
Hold
like,
me accountable.
Yes. Your friends are not your therapist.
Exactly.
They're not your therapist.
No, they are not.
Because you know, that's just the.
My journal is my therapist right now. That's
I wish I could journal.
You can. So, no, I've tried a billion times, and I'm not it. But this is what I've been telling people. It's like, I think we think it has to be, like, this whole thing or it has to be a full page. Like, why don't you just journal, like, I'm happy today.
Yeah.
I'm
some of my
today.
Yeah, some of my entries are literally, like, 5 sentences.
Really?
Yeah, like,
okay.
This morning it was, God, I thank you for just allowing me to even be able to do this show. I asked that it would be great. Let's go.
Because you have to practice the muscle.
Yeah.
Because I think it's like, I used to use like, I have a resting bee face or whatever. And I'm like, this is just my face. And I'm like, you can always say this is just who I am or I don't do this. But you can if you practice.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I started short journaling. And I don't do it every day, but I don't beat myself up if I haven't done it in 5 days. I don't say, see, I don't do it. I just have tried to.
Gotcha.
And then Meghan Markle showed me this personally through her documentary on Netflix.
I thought you meant her.
I was like, tell me more.
She's like, I'm going to be her friend.
I'm like, when were you going to tell me this?
So through her documentary on Netflix when she said, Blair. But no, they do
video
journaling. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool because I started doing it last year. And it's like to see where you were last year. Mm-hmm. Or like, it's the one time it's actually okay to cry on camera.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's doing your personal.
Because you can save them all. Your daughter can look at them
exactly,
one day. Because like, this girl I know, she was talking about, she tries never to cry in front of her daughter. I was like, I think it's okay to cry in front of your child and explain that everybody gets sad.
I will say I'm one of those moms.
You try to hide it?
Yeah.
But she, my thing is like, you don't ever want her to feel like she has to like hide it. And I think there's a lesson because I tell my daughter like, I'm the first one to say like, we don't cry about all this. You need to get it together. I'm not like, let's cry about everything. But I think she's seen me cry and I'll explain like, see, I get stressed out or I feel this way. Mm-hmm. But this is what I'm trying to do to calm down so that when she feels that way, she doesn't feel like she has to hide. I never see my, because I never saw my mom cry.
Yeah.
So it's like, we don't cry. We don't do this, but it's healthy sometimes.
Yeah.
So I think it's just the description
cry it
around
out.
It. But yeah, so you can actually cry on camera without looking like a crazy person.
I'm that person. I'll be crying on camera and then I'll start laughing at myself. I swear to God. There was like a meme I saw and it was
ridiculous.
Like when you have a mental breakdown, but then you look in the mirror and you're like, ooh, cute. I'm literally like, I swear that is me. I'll be like,
crying is kind of like, it makes your eyes like a little glassy. It opens them up.
Yeah.
It does. It gives you a look.
I'm like, I like the redness.
It gives you a look. It does.
Take a picture after.
I mean, it really does. Look at yourself after you cry. Like, give yourself 5 minutes afterwards. And it's like.
And then you do a video. Guys, it's just been a day.
Yes.
But yeah, video journaling is really cool to like be able to go back to it.
Yeah.
One day, you know, like kind of like a time capsule.
Yeah.
And then one day be able to go back to it.
I like that too, especially with my daughter. That would be cute to do.
Yeah.
Aww. Yes. Yeah. Now we have our one last question.
Okay.
This has been amazing. I can't believe it's basically over.
Yeah.
But what do you think moms actually need to hear?
Ooh. Don't be so hard on yourself. Mm-hmm. I know it's so cliche to say, but it's the truth. Mm-hmm. Like, your kid's alive and healthy. You're doing well. Like, you're showing up the best you can. Mm-hmm. Literally, like, don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. Yeah.
That's good.
The baby's alive.
The baby is alive. Mm-hmm.
Keeping them alive.
Yes. Which is, it's very hard.
It is.
It's very hard to take care of a whole human.
Right.
Goodness.
Yourself alive and your baby alive.
Yes. And yourself. That is a good point. Yes. Because you can be keeping the human alive.
Right.
But this
and destroying yourself.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm there a lot sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like, man.
We get there.
Taking care of everybody else.
Yes. And not yourself.
And not take care of yourself.
So that's the lesson of the day.
That is the lesson.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Be, what did you say? Don't be so hard on yourself.
Don't be so hard on yourself. Don't beat yourself
up. Don't beat yourself up. I love that. Well, guys, thank you so much for watching. Mm-hmm. Ray, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your
yes, we are so grateful.
And the follow through. Yes. Because trust me, I understand. So.
Yep.
Yeah. Anxiety was like, do you really want to do this?
Think about it. Any last thoughts, anything on your mind? You can say no, but just want to make sure you...
I think we're all good.
Yeah.
I'm content.
Yes.
You're content. I like that word.
You like it here.
I do. Every Thursday evening, we keep the conversation going on Instagram Live for the Moms Actually After Show. So check us out around
9-ish
p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
Eastern.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We got to put the babies to bed. So.
Yes, we do.
9-ish. Join us.
Follow us on Instagram. Make sure you like us. Make
subscribe to us. You know, share the love. Yes. Share with another mom or friend or mom-to-be.
Yes.
And we just appreciate you guys for watching. Thank you so much for watching Moms Actually.
Where moms come to find themselves.
Hey, Mom.
What's up?
Hey, Mom.
What's up?
Hey mom,
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 what's up?